Her name was Anna. Her age, 80. Her passion, needlework. Her challenge, arthritis. Her goal, find something she could do without pain. Her newfound passion, painting. She said she could hold a paintbrush much better than she could do the work the needle with her arthritis. So she began painting at the age of 80. She painted scenes of her farm and of the surrounding rural areas of her upstate New York home. A local drugstore displayed four of her paintings in its window. And those paintings sat there for quite some time. She didn't get the attention that she got at the local fairs. She won awards for her jellies and jams and her canned fruits, but her paintings were ho-hum to the locals. Until one day, a big city art collector from New York passed through that little village. He saw those paintings in the drugstore window and he purchased them for just a few dollars. And then asked about the artist. He was directed to her farm, and he met her and talked to her. He was inspired by her humble homespun manner and her values. So he went back to New York, and he secured a place of three for three of the four paintings in an exhibit in the New York Museum of Modern Art. And the rest is history. The combination of her personality, of her simplicity, her wisdom, and the portrayals of life in all its simpleness catapulted Anna to acclaim and fame. And by now you might be getting an idea of who I'm speaking about, but my middle name is Paul Harvey. Her paintings displayed in leading galleries in New York and around the world made her name a household name. She was featured on greeting cards and in books and on calendars. And by the end of her life, at 101, she had painted 1,500 pieces. And what is even more incredible is that 375 of them, one quarter of them, were done after the age of 100. Her name, Anna Mary Robertson Moses. Grandma Moses. We have become familiar with her name, if not her work. And she, I think, is an example, an image Another image of what Jesus is portraying in the gospel today, talking about seed and the potential of seed. The potential not just of seeds as in mustard or dill or any other kind of herbal seed or plant seed. Jesus uses that as an image, but he's actually referring to the seed of faith. And the potential of the seed of faith that is planted within each and every one of us has the potential of those seeds that we put into the ground that become something great, that flourish, that produce fruit, that produce nourishment, shade, refreshment. Seed that produces a great harvest in which others find life and joy and meaning. Every single one of us have that potential by birth, by baptism. Anna did what she was able to do in the midst of obstacles, in the midst of arthritis, in the midst of aging. And I've had people come to me in my years as a priest, much younger, and say, "Father, there's not a thing I can do anymore. I just can't do anything anymore. I'm tired, I'm old, I'm..." And Anna points to the fact that there is always something more. Her goal was not to be famous. Her goal was simply to do, to produce, to be something that others could relish in, a person others could relish in by whatever simple action she could do. She brought joy and goodness to others, and many came to nest in the branches of her life and her talent. Anna points to an important lesson, that you're never too old, never too old, and we're never too young to begin. I can remember my bishop, the bishop who ordained me, who once was speaking at a mass and doing a homily for seniors, and he said, "It is never too late, and you are never too old." He said, "If nothing else, as long as you can breathe, you can pray for others." And so even if we can't take up a needle or a paintbrush, even if we can't do the things that we used to do, even if we can't move from our chair, there are still things that we can produce in terms of the seed of faith that's planted within us that can enable and sustain others as long as we have breath. Anna's autobiography was published before her death at 101. And this is what Grandma Moses wrote. She said, "I look back on my life like a good day's work. It was done, and I feel satisfied with it. I was happy and content. I knew nothing better and made the best out of what life offered. And life is what we make it. Always has been, always will be." Each of us have the potential to make a difference, to allow the seed of faith to be planted, to grow, to flourish, and to nourish others, so that others look at us, our sustain by us, enjoy us, and look at us in terms of faith, and can come to dwell in the shade of our lives. That is how the kingdom of God comes about. It comes about in ways that are simple, in those upstate New York farm ways. Simplicity, not the complicated. We don't have to be theologians. We don't have to do great things. It's in the ordinary, everyday ways and means that we bring about the extraordinary kingdom of God as we allow ourselves to grow in Christ.